Today is Wednesday, June 19th. We're talking about the top job at the Pentagon, who's in and who's out, and the big announcement to expect today. Plus, Facebook's cryptocurrency is now official, while Google is buying thousands of homes, and Best Buy's plan for fitness. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Who will lead the Pentagon? President Trump is going back to the drawing board to find a permanent defense secretary, a critical role as international tensions keep rising. But now the acting secretary, Patrick Shanahan, is out. President Trump planned to formally nominate Shanahan for the permanent role, but this week, Shanahan took himself out of the running. He told the Washington Post he's worried about the public process to get confirmed, that it might reopen old wounds from a painful past involving his family around the time of a 2011 divorce. For now, Secretary of the Army Mark Esper will fill his spot, and President Trump says Esper could be nominated for the permanent top spot at the Pentagon soon. But the AP reports the whole ordeal is bringing up some questions about how the White House did not learn about Shanahan's past sooner as part of the original vetting process. Whoever does officially take the job will replace retired General James Mattis, who stepped down late last year. Stay tuned. Expect an announcement this afternoon about interest rates. Top leaders at the Federal Reserve are meeting in Washington, and they're expected to decide whether to keep interest rates the same or cut them. President Trump has repeatedly and publicly urged the Fed to lower interest rates as a way to grow the economy. Remember, the higher the interest rate, the more expensive it can be to borrow money. But critics say the president has tried to influence America's central bank, which is independent. When asked yesterday whether Trump wants to demote Fed Chair Jerome Powell, Trump said, quote, "Let's see what he does." If the president did try to demote or remove Powell, it would be unprecedented. And keep in mind, Bloomberg reports it would only be legal if it were for cause. For now, top Trump administration officials say there's no plan for that. For the first time in months, Boeing is about to sell some of its 737 MAX planes. Yes, we're talking about the model of aircraft that was involved in two deadly crashes within the last year. Those are grounded, by the way, not allowed to fly around the world. But the Wall Street Journal reports the International Consolidated Airlines Group, or IAG, wants to buy 200 MAX planes. IAG owns British Airways. It's not a completely done deal yet, but the IAG signed a letter of intent for both the MAX 8 and the larger MAX 10 planes. The IAG says it's thinking about the future and has confidence in Boeing's ability to fix any issues and make a successful comeback. For now, regulators are getting ready to test fly Boeing's MAX planes after a software fix, but there's still no word when the planes will actually be allowed to fly again. New York State is getting aggressive about going green. Lawmakers want to nearly eliminate greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. The New York Times says they're expected to pass the new bill today. It would mean gas-guzzling cars, oil-burning heaters and furnaces would become a thing of the past. And all of the state's electricity would have to come from carbon-free sources. Supporters say this is what states need to be doing to tackle the problem of climate change. New York's governor says it's the issue of our lifetime and will impact our children. But critics, including some business groups, call it impractical and expensive, and they say New Yorkers will end up paying a lot for electricity. Industrial facilities, homes, office buildings, and the transportation system would all need to be overhauled to meet the requirements. If passed, New York would join other states like California and Nevada, who have passed somewhat similar bills. Today is Juneteenth, the oldest known holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. On June 19, 1865, Union soldiers went to Galveston, Texas to tell everyone that President Lincoln freed the slaves. Keep in mind that was 2 years after slaves were actually freed. It took that long for people to find out and comply. Even though it isn't a national holiday in the U.S., many celebrate by having festivals, concerts, and parties. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break to tell you about this week's sponsor, Ancestry. I can now speak from personal experience how great it is to learn about the people in my family's history and therefore feel more connected to them than ever before. Through Ancestry, I've learned so much more about the people I never knew, like my great-grandparents, from where they traveled and lived to how much money they had in their pockets when they came to the U.S. And I've also learned more about my grandparents that I did get to meet, like the important stories of survival during World War II that they wouldn't tell me when I was just a child. And you can learn more about your family history with the Ancestry DNA test, paired with a free trial that lets you build a family tree so your ancestors become more than just a name. Ancestry has combined DNA results with more than 100 million family trees and billions of records to give you incredible insights. So go to ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. It's official now. Facebook is launching its own cryptocurrency called Libra, but it's already facing some backlash. Cryptocurrency is basically digital money. So what is Libra specifically? CNBC reports users will be able to cash in their local currency to buy Libra, and it will be held in a digital wallet. They can then send Libra to friends or stores. It would work on Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and have a standalone app. The goal? Facebook says it's to make sending money around the world easier and give people who don't have a bank access to financial services for the first time. But already there are some concerns. NBC News reports some politicians think Facebook is taking it too far, and there are worries over privacy and the company's growing power. Some lawmakers are even asking Facebook to pause the project until they can come up with regulations. Facebook says it looks forward to answering any questions and plans to launch Libra next year. Google is investing in real estate, but maybe not what you think. The tech giant says it will spend $1 billion to help the Bay Area with its housing crisis that's left a lot of people homeless. It plans to use the money to build thousands of new homes. Bloomberg reports many people think Google is partly to blame for the lack of affordable housing there. People who work for tech companies have bought or rented a lot of the homes in the San Francisco area, leaving fewer options for poor or middle-income people. So CNET reports Google will repurpose $750 million worth of its own land, currently used for commercial and office spaces, and build a total of 15,000 homes over the next 10 years. It will also create an investment fund to help build affordable housing units. Critics don't think this is enough, but they do say it's a good start. Best Buy is stepping into the fitness world. CNBC reports the electronics company will start selling smart gym equipment. Think spin bikes, rowing machines, and treadmills. Most of the equipment is from wellness tech brands that can remotely connect with fitness trainers and classes. Of course, this equipment is not cheap. The smart equipment is available online and will be sold in 100 Best Buy stores by the end of this year. YouTube is the latest company working to let users try on makeup right in its app. TechCrunch says YouTube is introducing a new augmented reality feature where viewers can virtually try on makeup and see what it looks like on their own faces. It's called AR Beauty Try-On, and it's meant to be used while watching makeup tutorials. When available, users will see a split screen. On the top half of the screen, a YouTube makeup tutorial video will play as usual. On the bottom half, you'll see your own face. Viewers can then access different makeup to virtually apply to their faces while the video plays. Right now, it's in the early stages and is only being offered to YouTube influencers. By the way, Sephora, L'Oreal, and Ulta also have something similar. The Game of Thrones prequel is officially underway. Entertainment Weekly says filming has started in Northern Ireland. The new spin-off series will take place thousands of years before the events in HBO's popular series Game of Thrones. The series creator says Westeros is a very different place in the prequel compared to the one fans are used to. The series does not have an official title yet, but the creators have suggested it may be A Long Night. The series will likely air late next year. And that's it. You are all caught up. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you got value out of it, don't forget to share this episode and let someone else know how they can stay informed. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.